Chapter 5. Lucy stared at the pregnant woman. Below the tabletop, out of sight of the men, her hand clenched the cane so tightly sweat dripped down its aluminum casing. She was angry at her damn foot trying to distract her with its never-ending Morse code drumming, at the Bureau with their cost-cutting strategies, most of all, at the men who treated women and children as disposable objects, used for their pleasure and profit, then discarded. Men like June's father. He'd used her for his sexual depravities since she was an infant. Raised her to obey him. Taught her that pleasing him was her only reason for living. Then, when she'd grown too old, sold her to another pervert. Investigators working this case over the past 14 years since June had been found had an abundance of theories, all which led to more unanswered questions. Like what happened to her mother? Had June's father killed her, or had June been stolen from her? Was he even her biological father, or was being daddy part of his twisted fantasy? Had he done this before or since? Where was the man who he'd sold June to? Arrested? Detained? Or just cold feet? Their working hypothesis was that the man who called himself Daddy worked in IT or software development. All of the images of June, including the ones dating back to when she was an infant, remained untraceable to any originating computer or ISP address. Even after hundreds, thousands of man-hours working the case, Daddy remained a mystery. But those man-hours had eventually, 9 years after she'd been left in the mall, identified June as the subject of the baby girl photos and videos, thanks to the work of Isaac Walden and Seth Bernhardt. Lucy knew how much this case meant to Walden. No way in hell would she let him down. Tell me about these threats. June paced the small area between the table and Lucy's desk, knuckles pressed against the small of her back. She glanced at Seth, obviously giving him permission in the shorthand body language of married couples. Seth slid a photo from his pocket and set it on the table between him and Lucy. It was an ultrasound of a baby. That's my latest ultrasound, June said. Taken 2 weeks ago. Her voice cut off abruptly. Lucy glanced over her shoulder at the pregnant woman, but June had turned her back on everyone to stare out the window behind the desk. There wasn't much to see except a glimpse of the Steelers' training field and the row of plants that had wilted in Lucy's absence. Yesterday, Seth took over for June. He slid another sheet of paper onto the table. This was posted on Backlist, a Craigslist type of site that had been tied to human trafficking, murder for hire, and other criminal activity. The paper was a screenshot of an ad. It included the same ultrasound image with a caption, "Looking forward to adding my baby girl's baby girl to my collection, Daddy."